And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is with us. What's going on today, Ahmad?
Hey, Michelle. We've talked a lot in the past few weeks about gun violence on this program, and we've looked at the issue of mental health and the role that plays in gun violence as well. Well, we got a letter from Henry Chapman of Harleysville, Pennsylvania, and he's got a personal stake in this story. Here he is.
I am the guardian for a mentally ill parent who has suffered from psychosis and chronic paranoid schizophrenia for more than 47 years. Addressing the issue of mental health care in the context of tragic consequences only exacerbates the stigma that already exists around mental illness.
And Henry wants more attention and support for caregivers of mentally ill people.
Well, thank you for that, Henry. And Henry, we're going to keep a good thought for you. Thank you for what you're doing. Ahmad, what else do you have?
All right, we've got some music, Michelle. If you tuned into this program a couple of weeks ago, you might have heard this, and let's see if you can name that tune, because Terry LaPenta Duffick heard it, and she wanted to know what it was. 'Cause when you give it up, when no matter what you do, it's never good enough. When you never thought that it could ever get this tough, that's when you feel my kind of love.
Terry, we do know that song, and yes, it is hot. It's My Kind of Love by rising star Emily Sandé. She was on the program, and she sang some great songs for us. We'll certainly be hearing more from her.
Yeah, that's right. She's a British singer, and she was the best-selling artist in the UK last year. Now she told you that she's trying to make her mark in the United States. We let Terry know that, and she wrote back to us telling us that she went out and bought the album after we let her know who it was. And Terry's not alone. Emily's album, Our Version of Events, got back in the charts last week. It's in the Billboard Top 200 at number 199. That's one spot behind Eminem's Recovery.
All right. Thank you, Ahmad.
Thank you, Michelle.
So let's hear a little bit more of Emily Sandé. And you know, our hearts beat only for you too. All right.
Of course.
Of course. So remember, Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. We're on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR.